Yes, indeedy. You are listening to UMFM. We are a listener-supported radio station. We exist because and for you. And if you didn't get a chance to make your donation, you can still do so. You just go to umfm.com, click the donate page, and you can still get some cool stuff and be a part of our be a part of the team that keeps us afloat here on UMFM. And we appreciate each and every one of our wonderful donors. Like I said before, my name's Jeff. I normally come in at 2 o'clock, but a little early today. We've been here since, just before noon, I guess, playing you some stuff. And, this being the normal slot for Connoisseur's Guide to Jigger's Musical Galaxy, I thought maybe I'd play a little bit of blues and a significant event this year. Not only in blues, but all kinds of American music in general, music as a whole in general, experienced a huge loss this year with the death of B.B. King, the greatest, the last of the original true blues kings. He was a giant. He was a guy who reached into so many communities, not just the blues community, but was loved by people all over the musical spectrum and all over the world, and a huge, huge loss for sure. But he's got so many great songs that will live on forever. We'll play a few from BB because I just love the guy. When I was growing up and really learning about music as a kid, there were three real cornerstones in my musical universe, and BB was definitely one of those. And his loss is definitely going to be a great one, but we'll keep spinning him from the Landmark album. This is the album that really put him on the map. Of course, he'd been around for a long time, but this album really threw the doors wide open and introduced him to the world in a big, big way. And so many people refer to this as one of the greatest blues albums of all time, one of the greatest live albums of all time, one of the just downright greatest albums of all time. The album's called Live at the Regal. This is the great B.B. King. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go to the Musical Galaxy or something. I don't know.
On this next tune, while we're reminiscing here, I would like for you to pay attention to the lyrics, not so much to my singing or the band. Of course, I think they're wailing out there, though. How about a big hand for them? Give them a big hand. Thank you. Thank you, but now we're going way down in the alley. Way down in the alley. I like to play a little bit. $10 dinner. You said thanks for the snack. I'll let you live in my penthouse. You said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children, and now you want to give them back.
Thank you.
Absolute all-time classic. That's B.B. King with the great Ghetto Woman. Before that, we heard Nobody Loves Me But My Mother. She could be jiving, too. And How Blue Can You Get from the legendary album Live at the Regal. Of course, B.B. King passed away in 2015 and will be missed, but certainly never, ever forgotten. You are listening to an extended version of Tell the Band to Go Home, I guess. My name's Jeff, normally here at 2 o'clock. If you're tuning in for Jigger's Musical Galaxy, that's not me. At the end of my show, I might say, bye-bye. Just so you feel right at home. But in the meantime, I'll just keep doing the nonsense that I do. But I do have a bunch of blues stuff. I've been looking at my... I pulled out all my 2015 albums trying to figure out, you know, some of the best ones. And I put together a compilation every year. And I always think that maybe I should do it, you know, now instead of in October when Pledgerama comes around. But I got all the stuff out, got it all ready to go, and I'm going through some of it. So I thought I'd play you some of my blues releases from the year and some fine ones. I'll play a two right now from guys that I'd never heard of before these records came in, but now that they have, I'm a big fan. I'm going to play a guy named Lance Canales coming up in a minute. He put out a fine record called The Blessing and the Curse. You're going to like that one. But first, from an album called Live at Southern Ground, two guys, I guess, Martin Harley and Daniel Kimbrough. And it's good stuff. Here, check this out. Lanes.
down tonight. I want to throw stones in the ocean. I want to chase the tide. My old winter coat is big enough for you and me both. Off the rain as we make our way through the north lanes. For one sweet moment, I feel like a picture in a frame. Everything is black and white. Let the cards just fall with their lay. My old winter coat is big enough for you and me both. Off the rain as we make our way through the north lane. My old winter coat is big enough for you and me both to keep off the rain. My old winter coat is big enough for you and me both to keep off the rain as we make our way through the north lane. Thank you.
Stay. days I'm gone, cause I am gone, long gone. My road of rockin', rockin', I'm on my way. If you go to Memphis, you may find me there. Catch the first thing smoking, I'm on the road somewhere. I am gone, long gone. My road of rockin', rockin', I'm on my way. Well, you're talking about your brick house on a sea mine. Ain't so pretty, but she's built up fine. I am gone, long gone. My road rough and rocky, I'm on my way. Pistol balls flying past my head. Believe to my soul they're gonna kill me dead, and I'm gone, long gone. My road is rough and rocky, I'm on my way. Chickens on my back, bloodhounds on my track. I dropped my hat, but I didn't stop to look back, cause I'm gone, long gone. My road is rough and rocky, I'm on my way.
Gorgeous, gorgeous stuff there from Michael Jerome Brown. He had a new record this year called Sliding Delta. And that was a song called My Road is Rough and Rocky. It's good stuff. Beautiful. Always great from that guy. That guy is just a tremendous, tremendous player. Good stuff. I just realized there are also, if you bought a copy of this record, there are some bonus downloads, which I have yet to go and collect. So I got to go do that. I'll let you know how it works out, because I know you'll be waiting eagerly in anticipation. We heard something in there from Charlie Parr. He made an appearance at the West End Cultural Center not too long ago, and by all accounts, it was a fantastic show. And I know he had a great time and is looking forward to coming back already. So I'm sure we'll see him around again soon. We heard a song called Falcon from the album Stump Jumper. A guy named Ben Rogers in there before that with a song called Panhandler from a fine, fine record called The Blood Red Yonder. He's the brother of the Axe Murderer. Is it the Axe Murderer or the Harpoonist? I always get them mixed up. I think he's the brother of the Axe Murderer from the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. Not an actual, you know, Axe Murderer. He's a guitar player. Axe. Never mind. Or the 24th Street Wailers in there. Those guys are so great. Legendary live shows. I know they're headed back to town again, coming up before too long with the Old Times Changed. We heard Spitfire off the album Where Evil Grows. They're so, so great. Lance Canales in there as well from an album called The Blessing and the Curse out on Jimmy LaFave's record label. We heard Stomp It Out. And that song featured Jimmy LaFave and Ray Bonneville and all kinds of folks singing in that choir on that track. And we started it off way back when with Martin Harley and Daniel Kimbrough. Album's called Live at Southern Ground. We heard Winter Coat. We got a little bit more blues stuff to go, including A new album from one of our absolute favorites on this here program. This guy is, well, he can do just about anything. Like, he's so good at so many genres. It's kind of hard to keep him straight, what all he's doing. But when you get right down to it, he's a blues man at heart, that's for sure. And there's some fine blues on his new album, Rich in Love. We're talking about Canada's own Colin Lindon.
Well, the rain had not come down, all the fields had turned to brown. I left you by the riverside, knowing you would catch a ride. The watch is on the table, it's been silent since last April. Time is moving slow, I'm no good at letting go. But don't you know it's hard to cry when all the rivers have run dry. In the sand, in this desert where I stand, holding up the dying flower, waiting for the weeping hour. Wind blow through this valley, cover me with mercy, send down a little rain. Love in vain, but don't you know it's hard to cry when all the rivers have run dry. I've been holding on for years, but I need water to build these tears.
And you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 FM, I think.
How fast fly time
This is Ken Whiteley, and you are listening to 101.5 UMFM, Tell the Band to Go Home.
Yeah. fast. If it's any consolation, I don't see how this can last. We'll fight our tired eyes with uncertain hearts.
That's great, great stuff. I love that record. It was so great to be introduced to that lady this year. Heard the record, then saw her at the Folk Fest. Then I got to see her in Toronto at a Real Statics tribute night. It was a pretty good year for her, and you'll be hearing more. She'll be coming to town, actually, in just a couple of weeks. She'll be opening for Blue Rodeo at the Big MTS Center. Hope you got your tickets for that one. That'll be a great show. That was Tara Lightfoot there from her album Every Time My Mind Runs Wild. And I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing more from her in the year and years to come. That's for sure. That was great stuff there. See you in the morning. Before that, we heard Ginger St. James with a song called Beer Bottle Pockets. You know, why not? Heard something in there from Ken Whiteley and the Beulah Band from their self-titled record. We heard How Fast Flies Time. And Michael Jerome Brown. Was there something else in there? I feel like there was something else in there. I don't know. I feel like there was. I've been on the air for a while, and will probably be on the air for a while more, unless I totally lose my mind, which is entirely possible. But we should take a break. If you're just tuning in for Tell the Band to Go Home, where the hell you been? We've been here for hours already. Still going. And for who knows how long. So I know the show is supposed to be just starting, but we're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills, and come right back with the official start of Tell the Band to Go Home. Stick around. Don't go away.